right. Hopefully you're enjoying the music that I'm programming. Any sort of feedback, send me an email, steelcitymusic.ca on the contact form. Attention, Gunner. Had a chance to talk with Jocelyn June, local Hamilton girl, but now that lives in Brantford, that's releasing music, and I'm liking some of her music. So check out this interview. Hey, welcome to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here. The show that's heard on the hog every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Recently, I stumbled across a song. I don't know if stumbled is the right word, but I don't know if it was either sent to me or I was looking on the internet, because I often fall down, and we've always discussed this on the show, of falling down the music rabbit hole. And I stumbled across this next artist, just one of those rabbit hole moments. Welcome to the show, Jocelyn June.
Hi, thank you for letting me come on.
Well, I came across your video and your music. I don't know if it was a friend, if it was a music group, or if it was in my news feed, but I just came across this video that you recently put out.
Yes, my Drag Me to Hell video.
That's quite the title. Tell us a bit about the song and the video.
Yeah, so this is a song that I wrote actually 8 years ago in 2011. And it was a song that I actually originally threw out and wasn't going to look at it again. But then over the years, I took it out again. I dusted it off and I redid it, and I won a few competitions with it. And so one in particular competition in Brantford, the Breath of Fresh Air, I got a bit of money. And so I took that and I went to Jocasta Studios and I professionally recorded it. And then I worked really hard over the few years, and I finally did the music video, and now it's everywhere. So,
well, it is. It's a nice song, and it's a good video. It's a 5-minute song, so it's not really, let's just say, like a radio edit.
Yes. And that was discussed as I was going through it in the studio. And I mean, a lot of my music is kind of abnormally long. So
what do you mean by what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, for a radio edit, Okay. Usually those songs are a little bit shorter, and a lot of my songs are particularly long.
So, well, this was a 5-minute track. You have longer tracks than this, then, is what you're saying.
Yes, okay. Yes. I seem to kind of get into my realm of music and keep on going, and then I have this abnormally long song. But, I mean, I do have shorter songs. I also have one that I released after my Drag Me to Hell called Don't Look Back. And there are two songs out there for music streaming, and they're so different from each other. So I thought that was really cool. It was one of my musical friends that heard it being played at an open mic night, and he said, "Hey, you want to record this?" And I was like, "Sure." I never really thought about it, and it's completely different from what I started with my Drag Me to Hell, but I ended up recording it, and I am so glad, because now it kind of gives two different feels, two different perspectives,
right,
from my bluesy one to like my almost kind of country, but not quite. So
does with your music, you just said that, you know, this was one that you dusted off from the past, and you explored it again, and then you went to the Jocasta studio to record it. Have you put together like full length LPs or EPs, or are you just the type of artist that releases a single every so often?
Honestly, I mean, I just got into the music career path a few years ago when I moved into Brantford. I mean, I've been doing music all my life,
right,
but I was in Hamilton and then I moved out to Brantford, so I kind of had a falling out with my music. And then once I got back into it, I had this opportunity to professionally record one of my originals that was doing so well. So I started with a single. And then I had that other opportunity pop up where I got to record another single. And then over the years of having interviews and talking with different musicians, I found that it might be better to do a few singles here and there instead of doing a full EP or a full album, just with how everything is being released nowadays. A lot of artists are considering that single route. So I think I might kind of stick with that for a little bit. And then in the future, maybe I'll do the big, huge project of doing a full album. But, you know, go with the flow, right?
Right. Hey, Jocelyn, are you primarily just a solo artist, or do you actually do shows with a band?
I am a solo artist, but I do dabble with different bands and collaboration over the years. I mean, when I was still in Hamilton, I was in the Junior All-Star band, so the very jazzy band, and I was leading that. And then I sometimes go back into Hamilton and I play with a classic rock band, which is so fun because I get to do all of the songs that I grew up with, where my parents were giving me all of these classic rock songs. So all of the really like gritty, hard songs that I've always wanted to do, I go with the Falcons in Hamilton and I do that in a few bars there. So
okay, hey, just to go back to the song that I found you on the internet, Drag Me to Hell.
Yes.
Tell me about the video, the concept in putting that together, because you incorporate Westdale High School, which is my old high school from years ago, and you also have a dance portion that's a choreography that's inside of it. The scenes in the video for the high school, I know those areas that you were doing, but where was the dancing going on in the warehouse? What warehouse was that? Who let you use that warehouse?
Okay, so the video, I had a vision for this video for a really long time, and I kind of took a chance and I contacted Westdale, which is also my old high school, and I contacted the media arts department to see, hey, do your students want to do a professional project as part of their learning, as part of their school projects, and help me create this music video. And the teacher, Wendy Melnick, she was teaching when I was there, and she knows me from doing musical theater performances. So she's like, yeah, I'm right into it. I remember you. Let's do this. And this will be a fantastic opportunity for the students. So we dove right into it. And I wanted to use Westdale High School because I was born in Hamilton. It's my hometown. It's my old high school. There's a lot of memories.
Sure.
And within the song, I have little bits of Hamilton kind of sprinkled into it, because I have the one line that says Caroline Street, and that's referring to downtown Caroline Street. And then we had the opportunity to use the warehouse, and the dancer is actually my cousin, Hannah Blaubor, and she's a fantastic acro dancer, so I thought that was perfect to kind of put in that different side of art into my video, and adding some family members into it, which was really cool for me. And so the warehouse, it was from Digital Canaries Studios. They often work with Westdale students for co-ops and learning all the behind scenes for filmmaking and video making. So I got the opportunity to use one of their sets, which was a Hamilton warehouse, and we did the dance scene for that there.
It was really well put together.
Thank you. It was a lot of years and a lot of months, and, you know, it was a lot of luck, too, I feel, because all of my visions came together so nicely, and it was just, you know, a leap of faith, if you will. Hi, this is Jocelyn June. You can find me on all music streaming platforms, Drag Me to Hell and Don't Look Back. And here is my song, Drag Me to Hell, on Steel City Music.
Tell me, child. Thank you.
Once in a while, I get emails from people who were listening to the show on Steel City Music, and they ask me about certain sets of music that I put together. And when I ever play this set of music together, of this one artist, I get the same thing where it's like, is that like old Bruce Springsteen? Is that the Hold Steady, like demos? I was like, no, not really. No, it's a dude that went to McMaster University that used to be in the Urquells, and his name is Dan Griffin. So whenever I play this small EP that he put out years ago, I sort of get that same sort of questions, that sort of thing. So having said that, I'm going to play it again. You're going to hear the tune Follow Me, The Hum, but starting things off on this little set of music for you is not Bruce Springsteen, not the Hold Steady, but Dan Griffin, who now resides in Toronto and is a big-time music lawyer here on Steel City Music.
Tonight. 101.5 FM, The Hawk.
All right, closing out the last hour of Steel City Music heard on The Hawk. If you're just tuning in, I'm your buddy Gunner, and we do a show here from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Hopefully we'll be doing the show live again. Hopefully we'll be able to, like, have some sort of normalcy to our lives, because I really miss going in the studios and answering the phones and doing the whole music thing, hanging out with you for the afternoon. So in this last set of music, you're going to hear Jennifer Smiles, an old track from a great pop group called The Nines. Steve Cynics, great songsmith, a union man, I guess somewhat communist, maybe. You'd be laughing if I called him a communist, but deep down you're a communist. This is Home. City in Color with the track Off by Heart will lead things off. I was going to put Coming Home and Save Your Scissors, those kind of tracks, but I tend to spin those a lot, but we'll do this track instead on Steel City Music.
Is on the air at 101.5 FM.
told. Keep the friends out of the cold. Such a story's getting old. Cause this is home.
Is also sort of
a lot of people you find when you write.
You just want a little bit of fear. Mm. I mean, it's sort of like sex.
You live around Jekyll's Field. Why don't you tell us, Miss Case?
I think the colors in that are all very old. More grays and whites more than the greens and yellows, except for America. It's like the British are going back to the Americans' New York scene, Humphrey Bogart, you know, back in the early. Mm-hmm. And the Americans are going to colorful punk years, very violent years, and turning them colors on their T-shirt. Like violence, like red is considered violent.
The Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
All All right. Thanks for listening to the show. It's been a blast, man. It's been a lot of fun to do this one. This next set of music to close out the show is basically guitar-oriented, southern rock, that kind of vibe, and fun things from the 70s, well, tracks that I really enjoy too, right? So you will hear Dire Straits with Telegraph Road, brilliant track, some amazing guitar playing from Mark Knopfler on this. Great playing by everyone, really. The Marshall Tucker Band with Can't See You. Manfred Mann's cover of Bruce Springsteen's Blinded by the Light. And the Allman Brothers with Back With Begins. Leonard Skinner with Freebird. Yeah, I know. It's Hamilton. We have to play Freebird. But starting things off, Do You Do Like We Do? The big song, the big track, the live version from Pete Frampton. Thanks for hanging out on Steel City Music. Stay safe. The other day, they said,